Welcome to Straight Talk on Health with Dr. Vincent Medici. Knowing that ultimately it's God who does the healing, Dr. Medici acts as the maestro, orchestrating a person's health through right timing and right therapies, using traditional, natural, alternative, and spiritual practices. Dr. Medici says it's time for people to wake up to their innate potential to heal and to be given a doctor who can orchestrate that healing. Dr. Medici is currently working toward his PhD in biochemistry at Long Beach University, with additional study in acupuncture, kinesiology, and quantum medicine. He's the curriculum director of the Santa Monica Shiatsu School. And now, here's Dr. Medici.
Good morning. Good morning to you. Happy New Year. 2017, my favorite day of the week, every week, this hour. My gift to you. For who you are. Good people, not fully informed on the topic of health. There's much misdirection about us, from allopathic to holistic medicine. This show tries to clarify. There's really only one medicine, and that's the medicine that works. And really, this division between holistic and allopathic medicine it's a man-made division. There's only one science, and sometimes that science can mean surgery, and sometimes that science can mean, well, what we're going to talk about on the show today. Today's show evolved off over 20 years of doing this, is radical things that I would do for my health if I were you and if I were me. Radical things. Now, I'd say the last 20 years of American culture was the decade or two of the politically correct. I think we all agree that's kind of changing now. So when you say radical, well, I don't think the last 20 years support radical. The last 20 years support status quo. But I have to tell you, in all honesty, and welcome 2017, I think that health, our perception of it, is appropriately speaking due for an overhaul. And I think what we would once consider, and you'll see as the show progresses what I mean, what you would once consider radical and something, well, preposterous, you can't possibly even think about doing some of these crazy things. I think it's no longer radical. I think it's more or less called for. And I think the statistics across East and West Coast warrant my statement. I don't see us getting healthier on the overall. I see us doing supplement sales. I see us marketing. I see doctors and companies and so on and so forth spending a lot of time convincing you to do little quick fix therapies. And while, yes, it's not politically correct to criticize that, so I won't, but I don't think it's cutting it. I think we have to think more in terms of radical stuff. If you have a symptom that's interfering with your life, if you have a disease that's interfering with your life, and you're off to the acupuncturist, and you're off to the chiropractor, and you're off to the massage therapist, and you're off to the nutritionist, and you're off to this, that, and the other thing, and you find that you're still spinning around in circles. You start, as we all start, at the hospital with the MD, and when you're not satisfied, then you hit the holistic people. You pay cash for those services, usually, predominantly. If you find yourself spinning around in circles, it's because there's a whole level of medicine that you're not getting. And one of the reasons you're not getting it, and I don't want to make this conspiratorial because it's really not, but one of the reasons you're not getting it is because it's radical, and anyone suggesting it to you knows you're going to look at them like, are you crazy? That's one reason you're not getting it. The second reason you're not getting it is because it's so inexpensive to do very often that there's no profit margin in it. Now, if you scour the literature, if you, with all your liquid, all your assets, all your cash flow, spend as much of it as I do in the literature, you find over the centuries, over the last 100 years, different ingenues have laid down dictums or practices, concepts, things to do for your health that work, really, really work, but they're radical, and usually they're very inexpensive. Not always, but very often. But nobody does them. The last 20 years, as I say, haven't been politically correct. Haven't been, the last 20 years, I would say, didn't bring us to the point where you'd pursue some of these things. So if you have a symptom, if you're starting to get lost in that spin, if you're feeling like things haven't worked, this show is especially for you. You pick one of the things I suggest over the next 50 minutes, and if you really diligently commit, just one thing can change your life. Get to the website, as always. If you're new to the show, I'm Dr. Vincent Medici. There is no show in America like this, I assure you. StraightTalk.cc, not .com, .cc. StraightTalk.cc, not .com, that's with two T's. If you're on the website now, it doesn't say radical things to do for your health. My tech made a little typo, I think. It says adical things. I apologize for that. Hopefully she's listening and knows that there's a misprint. There we go, radical things. Sorry, Carrie. Radical things to do for your health, show 293. If you're driving, I'll describe the pictures. You'll understand when you can get to that website, straighttalk.cc. All right, today's show, the first thing I want to start with, 2017, is the telluric ground currents. Telluric ground currents. Well, you're off at Kaiser Permanente getting your diagnosis, taking your drugs, getting your body parts cut out, or while you're spending money on herbal therapies, detoxifications, and all sorts of holistic therapies, there's a reality underneath all of that. And I want you to kick back, relax, take in as much as you can, and understand that your biochemical approach, you are spending money on pharmacology or herbology. Both of those approaches are biochemical in nature. And what you need to understand is the biochemical level to address your body on a biochemical level is a pittance of therapy against approaching it on a biophysical level. Don't hang up. That is not a complicated statement. I'll show you why. Our biophysical body is the body that responds to the magnetic fields we put ourselves in. Which means what? Well, in the case of the telluric ground current, off sunspot activity and many other things out there in the solar system, in conjunction with the Earth's own magnetic field, in other words, the core of the Earth spinning and generating its own magnetism, emerge what we call the telluric currents. These are very, very, very low frequency, which means high wavelength, low frequency magnetic fields that permeate the entire crust and down into the mantle of the Earth. Telluric ground currents. And if you're in a place on the Earth's crust where those currents are going to be kind to you, good to you, where they're going to magnetize those chemicals correctly, then all of your biochemistry is a derivative of those electromagnetic fields. All of what you call, I got my blood tests from Kaiser, and it says I'm anemic, and my thyroid's low, and my adrenals are shot, and my homocysteine is high, and my cholesterol's high, and my blood pressure's high, and my uric acid's high or low. All of that stuff, that biochemical matrix, is all under the control of magnetic fields that come out of the Earth. But not for everybody, because not everybody has exposure to these magnetic fields. Because most of us, not me, But most of us are living encased in what we call a Faraday cage. And a Faraday cage, if you want to see a Faraday cage go up, just stop, park your car in front of a local construction site where they're putting up a large building, a bunch of apartment buildings, condominiums, office buildings, skyscrapers. Just stop sometime and periodically watch the evolution of the first beam in the ground to the day the door opens of that apartment complex. And you will see in perfect living splendor the emergence of a Faraday cage. Once you're inside that, you don't get any of the telluric currents. Now that's super important because the telluric currents, along with the Schumann waves, and that's another discharge off electricity, off lightning up in the sky, creating another magnetic field in conjunction with the telluric ground currents, creates the central junction box that controls the physiology of your cell. Try that one on for size. That's a big one. Critical for you to understand, and there's a great payoff if you do understand it. Now, here's where we get radical. That payoff means get out of your apartment, get out of your office building, and sleep on the earth, live on the earth. Now, that's radical. It's not impossible, and even more important, it's not expensive. But if you're sick, if you're breaking down, if you don't have a disease yet, but you think one's coming, if you're getting all the signs and you're respecting those signs, or you have a disease and you've decided it's not your time to just sit down and waste away, then understand that one of the most radically important things you can do is get into a living structure that has direct organic contact with the earth itself. Right, go live in a tent, a yurt, a log cabin. Make sure that there is no concrete, no steel, rebar, no separation from you and the earth other than organic, natural substance. Right, so what does that mean? It means you may be living up in the canyons in a yurt. It means you may be living in an organic tent up in the canyons. It means when you invite your family over for Christmas, it may be a little weird. And so it's not politically correct to say that. And if you're tired and sick and older, all you can think of is it's cold and it's raw and it's lonely. And it's all these things that make it seem very inappropriate, and yet that's where your health is. Now, I kind of wish I didn't have to say this. I really do, because I understand these suggestions are radical. And in a way, it's kind of a pain in the neck, even though it's exciting. How do you tell sick people to go live in a tent? How do you tell old people to go live in a tent? But how many people have large backyards where they could have put up for a couple of thousand bucks a yurt? I'll get to yurts in a minute. How many people that could go out into their backyard and over 1 to 2 years lay down a garden, a fertile organic garden? Start pruning those bushes. Start pruning those trees. Start growing on the property you worked so hard to purchase. Do something with it and then live in its ecosystem. It could be as simple as moving to the backyard. It could be as simple as building something in the backyard made of wood or stone. But not that house you're in. You see, that house you're in, it is on a solid concrete foundation. And once you're on that foundation, you don't get the telluric ground currents. Once you're on that foundation, if you're on the website, go to picture two, you don't get the Schumann resonance. If you're on the website, take a look. I got a great picture. Picture 10. There's a lightning storm. Off that lightning discharge, off the discharge of that lightning, we create the Schumann wave. I put a picture, picture 11. There's Dr. Schumann, a German scientist. Those Germans, their science was vast. There's the Schumann resonance picture, too. There's the telluric currents emanating out of the sky, both of them. The telluric currents engulfing both crust and mantle of the Earth. Collectively, they own you. They influence you. They galvanize your electromagnetic field. You, Homo sapien, your human organism is engulfed in this magnetic field, and your biology, your physiology is subject to those magnetic pulses. Unless you're living in an apartment or a house or an office building, whereupon what we make these garbage buildings of, these synthetic trash bags we call homes. You know, I don't get some of those people in the super rich neighborhoods where they put up these new homes and they're made of cardboard. You can see it. And then they're only about 10 feet away from the guy next to you. I guess those are second or third or fourth homes. But I know for a fact for many they're not. It's just what happens if you got to live in the city and yet you want to live in a nice home. So you live in these junk things. Buy the land. Buy the land. Forget the home. Buy the land. You know, the land is cheap without the home on it. Go put a yurt on the property. Take $100,000, buy the land, put the yurt on it. Watch your health grow. You're sick. You're living in one of those dumpy constructs. You've got a credit card. You've got an inheritance. Go find a piece of land. The land is there. Even down here in Southern California, the land is there. Well, the minute you put the house on it, it's $20 million. But just the land is $100K to $200K. See, if you're willing to be radical, think outside the box. There are solutions, and the solutions are cheaper, and the solutions are better. Picture two, take a look. That Schumann resonance, the waves out there in the ionosphere match our brain waves and our heart waves. They get the same frequencies. That means the hypothalamus. That means the crown chakra. That means your central junction box of intelligence, the hypothalamus, is in direct communion with the heavens. The saints, our Christian saints, talked to God. I'll guarantee you there's a scientific equivalent of that. How dare I say, right? But if we were to have a scientific description, we would say that the hypothalamic intelligence is resonating to the heavens. Unless you put something on your head that prevents that resonance. And that's exactly the mess we have created. So first thing you think about is moving. Moving where you sleep at night. Can mean out of your neighborhood. It could mean into your backyard. It could mean to another country. What it means for you. But you're not going anywhere if you don't think radically. I mean, if you're entrenched in symptomology, 2 years, 3 years, 4 years, 5 years. I work with people who have lost 5, 10, 15, 20 years of their life. I don't think there's any end to those people in Southern California. I think we've got hundreds of people who have been paralyzed for decades. I know there are. And they're all playing around with holistic medicine. Forget allopathic medicine. I'm talking about holistic medicine. They're all playing with it. And a good majority of these people are going nowhere. And that's why you have to think radically. So make 2017 your radical year. Start putting yourself on the earth. All right. Now, one thing you can put yourself in on the earth is the yurt. Go to picture 20. The circle. Thousands and thousands of years from the American Indian to the Mongolians. Look at that. Our nomadic tribes, the American Indians and the Mongolians. We'll stick to the American Indians because everybody's pro-American Indian, right? That's politically correct. I can say the Indian chiefs knew things that we don't know. And a lot of people will smile. So I'm going to jump on that train and say, you bet the American Indians knew a lot of things that we don't know. And they knew that to live in a circle would give them health and to live in a square would give them sickness. And if you study Indian history across the United States, as the Europeans came and displaced the Indians, the Indian chiefs would get together, and this is all in the literature. This isn't me. This is history. This is documented. American chiefs would get together and go, hey, this transition from the circle into the square will be the death of us. They even said, if we put these boots on, instead of putting our Indian feet in the earth, it will be the death of us. We will go insane. We will get sick and weak. The American Indian, being so aligned to nature, knew that the advent of what wasn't even industrial in 1600, but what was clearly industrial by 1800, the American Indian knew that this would signal the beginning of the end, not for their, only for their culture, but for world culture. And I'm telling you, they were correct. We are a dying breed. Oh, wait. Sorry, that slipped out. Too negative. That guy's negative. He's negative. No, I'm not negative at all. I'm very optimistic that somebody's going to hear what I'm saying. That's what my 5 years on radio have taught me. People do listen. You have to keep repeating yourself. You have to get behind your statements. But in the end, the truth rises to the top. You just have to keep saying it. It is time to think radically. Go get a small piece of land and put a yurt on it. Do that. Go up to Big Sur and spend a day on some of these yurt farms overlooking the ocean where you can, instead of a hotel, spend the night in a yurt and feel the difference. Feel it. Feel it. We shouldn't be building extremely expensive structures out of synthetic garbage. We should be building yurts. Truly. Try it. Just that alone. If you're sick, diseased, on your way and you know it, go live in a yurt. Do that for 2017. Go to a very clean place and live in a yurt. Go to your backyard and live in a yurt. If you live in Torrance next to the oil fields and you have a backyard, get an IQ air purifier. Have somebody install the commercial model into your yurt and live, eat, and sleep in that yurt on the earth of your Torrance backyard. Do that. That's radical. And that will work. And that will change your life. I guarantee you that will change your life. If you're new to the show, I'm Dr. Vincent Medici. Get on my website, straighttalk.cc, not .com, two T's. Radical things to do for your health, show 293. You are waking up in 2017 to what's necessary. Love this stuff. Look at Einstein there, picture 7. Quote from Albert, everything is energy, and that's all there is to it. Match the frequency of the reality you want, and you cannot help but get that reality. It can be no other way. This is not philosophy. This is physics. Albert Einstein. Energy, everything is energy, and that's all there is to it. Match the frequency of the reality you want, and you cannot help but get that reality. It can be no other way. This is not philosophy. This is physics. Albert Einstein. Just say that to yourself every single morning. This is physics. This is science. This isn't Bantu philosophy. This isn't theology. This isn't spirituality. This is physics. There's a place for science, and it's as spiritual as anything else. That's what Einstein is saying. That's what Tesla was saying. That's what Schumann was saying. Any good scientist, really, in the end, knows that science and spirituality are two sides of the same coin, because you end up in electromagnetic conversations. That's what Einstein is saying. We're playing around in 2017 with things like pharmacology and the biochemistry of herbs. This is way behind the times, way behind. Are you going to spend $10,000 on herbs or $10,000 on moving to a piece of land where there's a yurt? See, that's what it comes down to. Appropriation of your resources energetically or biochemically. Different way to think about things. All right, let's keep going. Radical things you can do. Do this. Get in the car, get on the 101 freeway, drive up the coast 4 hours, and go to Big Sur. Go to Big Sur. Now I'll start you off easy. Go to picture 23. Picture 23, there's Big Sur. It's 4 hours up the coast. Go in that water near the rocks. Go to that water near the rocks. I don't care if it's winter. Yes, 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 you have to use your common sense. If you're 95 years old and you can't stand, if you're dying of a disease, well, you may have to do this a little bit more discreetly. But if you think you can do it, go up to Big Sur, get on the water, and sit in it. Just go up to your knees and sit in that water. And then go live in a campsite and then go back to that water. And then go through the community and find a room for rent in a nice house with someone that needs to help pay their mortgage that they're overextended on because they listened to my show and went too far too fast. And go rent a room in that house. And 3 or 4 times a week, go down to that beach and sit in that beach. Or don't do that at all. Just do it one time between now and the spring. Or one time between now and next year. And remember your experience there. Because what you're going to find is if you go up to Big Sur and you go in that water, it's going to change you. It's going to change the way you feel. Now, that's radical. I know it's radical because how many of you listening have done that? How many of you have actually done that? No, I'm talking Big Sur. I didn't say the Poconos. I didn't say a walk in the park. I said Big Sur. Because, you see, Big Sur is packing. Big Sur is packing something big. You talk to people that go around the world. They go to everywhere they can go. They have unlimited resources. They'll tell you whatever Big Sur's got is unique. And if you go up there and you go in those waters, they will change you. Water changes people. The water you put your body in can galvanize your electromagnetic field. Now go to picture 25. That's some hairy rocks there. Of a rather aggressive ghost in Big Sur. If you're healthy enough, go into that water. And I don't mean go into those waves and get smashed up against the rocks. I mean go into that water to the degree to which it's safe around that geography. Go to the parts of Big Sur, go to the Oregon coast. And if you can, stay there. If you can't, go for a day. If you can't go for a day, go for a dip. Go for 2 hours. But if you could, go for a week or two. If you could, live there. If you've got symptoms, if you're ill, if you're not feeling good, if you're broken down, if you're running around going, you're confused, you got to get radical. And one radical alternative would be to go live in a yurt in the forests, on campgrounds, in organic tents otherwise, and spend a lot of time on the coast of Big Sur, in that water, as many times a week as discretion suggests. I'll leave it to you, because you are your own experiment. There is another piece of counsel for those of you in 2017 who are disgusted with the results you've gotten for the work you've put into your health. Change your perspectives. And one of the perspectives that you might change is that you are your own experiment. And there's no such thing as making a mistake. There's only an experiment that didn't work, and you learned from it, and you're on to another experiment. You're your own scientific lab. You know, you laugh or you cry or you don't know what I'm talking about. The fact of the matter is people that heal turn themselves into their own experiment. Now, that's a perspective you can take to the bank. Because if you look at it that way, you'll get there. Even if you're ignorant of science, even if you don't have any money, if you turn yourself into your own experiment, you'll get there. All you have to do is listen. There isn't anything I've suggested so far that costs a lot of money. Gotta have some money. But go out Friday, Saturday, Sunday night. Go out during the week every single night and look at the number of people that spend top dollar in restaurants, which is just like throwing your money into the toilet. Doesn't matter, the expensive ones, the fast food ones. Everywhere you go, you're dropping $20,000 to $40,000 to $2,000 a meal. Whether you're on the high or low end, if you're eating in restaurants, which is from what I can see what most of America does, everybody's there. It's become a national pastime. It's like breathing air and having a cell phone. Everyone's got a cell phone. Everybody eats out. Just what that costs in a month could put you in a yurt out in the woods near a coastline. Go up to Maine if you don't like Big Sur. But Big Sur, that's a powerhouse. Because where the earth meets the rock at the coast is by definition a vortex. The electrical fields, the electromagnetic fields, where rock meets ocean, especially on that Big Sur coastline, will clean your clock. They will go into your cells. And they will move things in and out of that cell like no herb you'll ever know. So there you have it. Get rid of the EMFs. Sleep on the earth. Find a yurt. and get to the ocean. But we don't do that because we don't have time, and we don't do that because that's absurd, and we don't do that because what about our job? What job? You're functionless almost. You're just going through the clock. You're at the point where you're not really functional anymore. You're not getting anything out of life. You're just putting food on the table, shelter over you, and hoping for a nice, easy death. Sorry, it's the way a lot of people live. I'm a doctor. That's what I see across my desk. People who have had months, years, decades taken out of their life. And they've been to every holistic doctor, every medical doctor, every specialist, everybody, everywhere. Taken everybody's counsels. And now, you know, they're 50, they're 60, they're 70. And they're at that point where they don't want to listen to anything except they don't really want to die. Now, the other side of this is maybe you've never had a sick day in your life. If you're radiantly healthy and you intend to continue that, do that. You want to know the truth. Most people that are into this kind of stuff aren't sick. Most people who are into the kind of stuff I've suggested today are already very healthy, and this is just their hobby. There are people like me who just fell in love with this stuff 20, 30 years ago. Both sides of the spectrum this is for. Here's another one. You want to do something radical that doesn't cost a lot of money? Get into fasting. I'm talking water fasting. Get into water fasting. Come on down. A lot of water in this show today. Interesting, huh? By the way, there is a guy you got to get to know this guy's name. His name is Victor Schauberger. Go to picture 39. Victor Schauberger. Schauberger was a custodian of the forest. Schauberger was a custodian of the forest. What does that mean? It means Schauberger back at the turn of the last century, 1910, 20, 1930. His job was to keep the forests primed of Germany. Because they back then were smart enough to know that if they wanted to keep the logging industry, the tree cutting industry, healthy and for the future, they needed to take care of their forests. So they had guys who were called custodians of the forest. They understood the science. They understood the spirituality. They had tons of clinical experience because usually these positions were passed down generationally. Schauberger, a raving genius. Go online, get on Amazon, click the name Victor Schauberger. There he is in that picture. Those guys always had beards. Actually, that was a generation that had beards, but those custodians of the forest, those guys weren't the shaving type. Look at him. Picture number 39, that's Victor Schauberger. Go online to Amazon, get all his books. You want to do something for 2017, read all his books. You'll understand 10% of what he's saying. But you'll know in your soul. You don't need to use your brain. You don't need to have education. You just need to listen with your soul. You'll know this guy was telling us something for the future. And he had a big deal about water. Can't get into it today. Big deal about water. To water fast with the kind of water that Schauberg was talking about. My God. That's one of my 2017 resolutions. I'm getting my hands on the Schauberger water. This guy came from a place that was heaven. Look at his quote, picture 35. This is classic Schauberger. The majority believes that everything hard to comprehend must be very profound. Checked it out. The majority believes that everything hard to comprehend must be very profound. This is incorrect. What is hard to understand is what is immature, unclear, and often false. What do I tell you every week for 5 years? What do I tell you every week for 5 years? That when it's hard to understand, when it's unclear, when it's immature, when it just doesn't make sense, it's usually garbage. Einstein said that too. The highest wisdom is simple and passes through the brain directly into the heart, which I would replace with the word soul. Hear that one again, Schauberger. The majority believes that everything hard to comprehend must be very profound. This is incorrect. What is hard to understand is what is immature, unclear, and often false. Think of college. Think of the science courses you've taken. Hard to understand, unclear, because usually you're learning garbage. Most of how we teach and lay down science, chemistry, physics, organic chem, is garbage. The biology is garbage. The concepts that create regeneration and thus the places we find God in the cell are overlooked. The highest wisdom is simple and passes through the brain directly into the heart. That's what Schauberg is saying. Get his books and read them in that vein. And if you do, what he has to say about water will blow your mind. What he has to say about the fertile earth will blow your mind. Now, let's apply that to the water fast, the science behind water fasting. Go to picture 34. No, this is not juice fasting. This is water fasting. No, this is not fasting where the supplement company sells you its powder and you take its powder because it gives you these extremely important nutrients that you have to have if you fast because you could die otherwise. Do this under medical supervision because you're too dumb to do it yourself. You know, the problem with all of this stuff is any of these things you do for your health that work have to be done with discretion and common sense. You have to listen to your body. And so anyone that says proceed with discretion, proceed with vigilance, is giving you good advice. But you see, it gets to the point where you won't do anything. You know, have your medical doctor tell you which drugs to take to destroy your life. Have your supplement peddler tell you what supplements to take. But don't do anything radical because it's dangerous and it may kill you. And so we don't even have that discussion. You see, it's complicated. You have to give everything its due and everyone its due. The truth is in balance. Yes, anything that can help you can hurt you. No, you can't say anything broad range, so I'm wrong right there. But a lot of things that can help you can hurt you. You have to proceed with discretion. So water fasting. You may have to have someone do that and put you under supervision. You may have to pay somebody to teach you to water fast. Or you may just do it yourself, knock it out. Or maybe do a juice fast first. Or maybe just don't eat for one day. Come on. Every religion in the United States fasts. Christians fast, Jews fast, Muslims fast. So how dangerous is it? In short spurts. Start like that. Don't wake up with 12 diseases on 8 drugs and go, I'm going cold turkey and I'm going to do a water fast for the next 60 days because I believe in this stuff. No, that's suicide. Just proceed with discretion. All right, what's the science? Why aren't you hearing this, Kaiser Permanente, your favorite healthcare system that takes care of you because they love you? Why don't they tell you to get rid of your high blood pressure or your cancer or your this or that? To water fast, because there aren't any studies, and none of those guys listen to anything that's not in a peer-reviewed journal from Lancet or the New England Journal of Medicine. Problem is, science has been bastardized. When you fast, you get your body healthy. You don't say, I'm fasting to cure my disease. Because you will be disappointed. Ah. Holistic people don't like that. Which side am I on? Where am I in this war? I'm a centrist. I'm right in the middle. Everybody's right and everybody's wrong. That's not politically correct. But that's where the truth is. The truth is when you live in a yurt, when you live at the ocean, when you sleep on the earth, you can't say there is a direct correlation. Do this and your tumor goes away. Do this and your heart repairs. Do this and your arthritis goes. You have to say that any of those things thus done that are radical constitute one more big thing you do in the name of your health. And when you put enough of those packets together, you create a force field, and then you let the body knock that disease back to the hell it came from. Kabish, you get that? Comprende? You understand the point? What science is doing is destroying our argument. Science is saying we need peer-reviewed studies to show that fasting, that living in yurts, that living in the water, that living without EMF, that living in coherence with the Schumann waves and the Hartmann waves and the telluric currents. We want studies to show how tumors got reduced or gout was reversed or disease went away. And if we don't see those studies, we're not going to tell you to do these things. That's where science is being bastardized. Because that's not how it works. That's where man decides to play God. This is how it really works. If you do those things, if you live at the beach, if you sleep in the earth, if you eat the right foods, if you learn the art of water fasting, if you do all these things, everything you do cohabitates. It all coalesces into one big ball of power. And then the body, through the hypothalamus, decides where to send that extra energy to correct and regenerate. That's science. But it's not the science that's normally applied. And this is the quandrum. People who were innocent, I mean really innocent, young souls in this game, they'll sit there and listen to this kind of stuff and they'll go, why didn't my medical doctor tell me about this stuff? I just did my physical exam. I'm okay. Yeah, I got about 15 problems with, but it's all under control. I'm medicated, see. They'll look at you, and when you talk like this, they'll say, why didn't my medical doctor tell me? And then they'll run back to their medical doctor, and they'll say, you know, some guy told them to do a coffee enema or flush a liver, or some guy wrote a book, you know, about acid alkaline. The medical doctor will look at it and puff up and go, there's nothing scientific here. Where are the studies? I only incorporate into my practice what the studies show. That's the bastardization of science right there. Because it's not the way it works. There are never going to be studies that are successful at showing you that anything I've said or anybody that does these health shows ever says is going to, in reality, if they're saying it, they're generally lying. Because it doesn't work that way. But what does work is that you take these practices in, and the more you do, the healthier you get. And somewhere along the line, your magnetic field, the one you are reconstructing, regenerating, that magnetic field under the orchestration of your hypothalamic intelligence directs an assault on your tumor or your heart disease or whatever ails you, and that is how you heal. Never think that that does not occur. Some people do heal disease. Not many, and that's the problem. That's why we have crisis. Why should you water fast? Where's the science? Well, Picture 34, autophagy. In autophagy, a membrane forms and engulfs components of the cell, which will be broken down and then eaten by lysosomes. Long story short, if you take a cell and you starve it, so you're drinking Schauberger's water. You're drinking water from some freshwater glacier. And you're drinking that water. Maybe you heat it. Maybe you inhale it as steam. You know, the water fasters, they take warm water, hot water, cold water, steam. All waters have different effects on the body. Imagine that. Water is not just water. Water's got lots of different forms that will affect you differently. Of course, you have to be cleaned out before you appreciate any of this. But if you read Sheldon or any of these people that were really that healed disease with water fasts, it's all over. And anyone that's done it will tell you, you know, after you haven't eaten for a week or two, water can taste different. In any event, if you starve a cell of glucose and everything it needs because you're water fasting, the cell will begin to digest itself. It'll eat itself. That's called autophagy. There's different ways to say that word, but I'm saying it, autophagy. Picture 34. That cell has a brain. No, it has neural impulses, neurological impulses that by the time it hit the cell are in the form of magnetic fields that are direct extensions of the hypothalamic intelligences, that are direct extensions of the Schumann, Hartmann, and telluric currents. The body is a self-maintaining, highly intelligent organism, all of which is occurring and you don't even know it. That's where God is. Take a look, unless your head is wrapped in academia. And then you can't take a look because you're too busy memorizing formulas that'll keep you dumb at a desk for the rest of your life. So autophagy is something that really happens. Any good cell biologist can talk to you about that. And if you starve a cell, the cell will disintegrate itself in a hierarchy of steps. It'll disintegrate all the garbage, all the damaged pieces of itself, all the damaged organelles. Everything that needs to be rebirthed, reborn, or just pushed out of the cell or eaten within the cell will do. Right there, you have testimony to the genius of an organic mechanism. So why doesn't Kaiser Permanente back this up? Well, I explained it to you, so I won't be redundant. But if you want to add something radical to the game this year, get into water fasting. Using, from what you can understand to be, the cleanest, purest, most glacial water you can find. And get into it. And wrap yourself around it. And maybe bring to that a yurt, and maybe bring to that Big Sur, and maybe bring to that sleeping on the forest or sleeping in the backyard. And watch the magic happen. Of course, you've got to stay off the concept that you're going to run to the hospital every 2 months and measure the size of your tumor. Or you're going to go back to the cardiologist every 3 months and measure heart function. Or you're going to go back to the nephrologist every 3 months and measure renal function. Or that hepatologist that told you that your stage one cirrhosis is going to waste you because it's a progressive degenerative disease. You're not going to go running back to him every 3 months for another scan because he thinks you're crazy and stupid to do these things. You're not going to come up to him like a puppy dog with mournful eyes, hoping that he's going to tell you that, yes, Your cirrhosis is gone. Maybe I should live in a yurt. You're not going to do that. What you're going to do is get healthy. You're going to sleep better, eat better, exercise better, live better, and you're going to let your body do the rest. See, that's the shift in perception of how you're supposed to approach your health. This is about health, not disease. This is about life, not death. This is about let the body take care of the symptom, and you just keep feeding the health pot. 2017 is a health pot, and you're just feeding it every single week on my show, on any show you like to listen to. 714-850-1007. 714-850-1007. If you need counsel, call the office, make an appointment, come in, get set in the right direction for 2017. God bless you. I'll see you next week.
You've been listening to Straight Talk on Health with Dr. Vincent Medici. Invite your family and friends to the show and learn about Dr. Medici through his website, straighttalk.cc. He'll give you the tools you need to save your health and prevent unnecessary surgeries and harmful drugs. He's dedicated to your ultimate healing. Join Dr. Medici next week at 10 a.m. for more Straight Talk on Health. This show and the information therein has not been evaluated by the FDA, and recommended products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. The information provided on this site is for informational purposes only and is not intended as a substitute for advice from your physician or other healthcare professional.